بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Welcome everyone to the room. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this stay a beneficial stay for myself and for all of you. We continue the explanation of Umdatul Ahkam, and we have reached a new chapter under the title, a chapter on Istiqbal al-Qibla, directing oneself to or facing the Qibla. Now, this is the chapter title. The Qibla, meaning the Jiha, direction. And legally, it refers to the Kaaba. The Kaaba, that is the Qibla of the Muslims. It is the Kaaba in Mecca. And it is the Qibla of all the prophets. However, there occurred from the Jews and the Christians distortions in their books and deviation in their actions, and so they changed the direction towards Bayt al-Maqdis, towards Jerusalem. And that the Kaaba is the direction of all the prophets before may be taken from Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 96. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Verily, the first house of worship appointed for mankind was the At Bekka, meaning which is Mecca, full of blessing and a guidance for Al-Alameen, for all that exist, mankind, jinns, and all that exist. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to direct himself towards Bayt al-Maqdis, towards Jerusalem, while in Mecca, putting the Kaaba between him and Jerusalem, standing between the Yemenite corner of the Kaaba and the black stone place. And after he migrated sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Al-Medina, he continued on this direction towards Bayt al-Maqdis, towards Jerusalem, because he used to like to be in general agreement with the people of the book in order to incline them, hoping for inclining them towards belief. He continued on this for 17 or 16 months, as reported in Sahih al-Bukhari from the hadith of Al-Bara bin Azib radiyallahu anhu. While in Medina, during this period, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to or was eager to return to the Qibla of the Kaaba, and used to turn his face, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described that in Surah Al-Baqarah, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ. The verse is 2, 144. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيثما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطرة وإن الذين أوتوا الكتاب ليعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وما الله بغافل عما يعملون. Verily we have seen you turning of your face towards the heaven. That's what the Prophet ﷺ used to do during this period, turning his face towards the heaven, eager to return to the direction of the Kaaba, towards the Kaaba. And Allah stated this, verily we have seen the turning of your face towards the heaven, surely we shall turn you to a Qibla that shall please you. So turn your face in the direction of the Masjid al-Haram. He was eager to return to this direction, the original direction, because it is the original direction of all the prophets. And secondly, because it is also more in affecting the Arabs or inclining them towards Islam, because they knew that it was of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and also because the Kaaba is the first house of worship appointed for mankind, as Allah stated in Surah Al-Imran. Earlier we mentioned, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. In Al-Imran 396, verily the first house appointed for mankind was the Bekka, full of blessing and a guidance for Al-Alameen. And fourthly, because it is the most honorable spot on the face of the earth. And fourthly, because it is the most honorable spot on the face of the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's inclination to return towards the direction of the Qibla. Now, what is the wisdom behind changing the direction of the Qibla? What's the wisdom behind changing the direction of the Qibla? In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَلَّاهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah 142. The fools, as-sufaha, among the people will say, what has turned them, the Muslims, from their Qibla to which they were used to face in prayer? Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. To Allah belong both east and the west. He guides whom he wills to a straight path. So here, who are the fools? From Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he mentioned that the fools referred to the Jews in Medina. The Jews, when the direction of the Qibla changed, said, oh, he became confused and perplexed. The second saying is that the fools referred to the pagan Arabs of Quraysh when they rejected the change of the Qibla. They said, oh, maybe he was eager to his place of birth, mocking at him alayhi salatu wasalam, and that he may return to your religion, telling their people he may return to your religion, and he didn't choose our Qibla except that we are on better guidance than him. And this was mentioned by Al-Hasan Al-Basri rahimahullah. It's also, As-Siddi rahimahullah mentioned that the hypocrites were the fools here, because they mocked at the Muslims. What made them change their Qibla? And Al-Alusi rahimahullah considered that all of these sayings are relevant. The pagans, the hypocrites, the Jews, and all mocked in one way or another. And Imam Ibn Qayyim said of their comments is that if he were a true prophet, he wouldn't have left the original Qibla of all the prophets and then do this one day and then return on the other day. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنْ كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ, as in Surah Al-Baqarah 143, the next verse. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ. And just we have made you أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, a just and best nation, that you be witnesses over mankind, and then the messenger be a witness over you, and we made the Qibla which you used to face only to test those who followed the messenger from those who would turn on their heels. And look at this, indeed it was great and heavy, except for those whom Allah guided. And Allah will never make your faith prayers to be lost, you mean your prayers offered towards Jerusalem. Truly Allah is full of kindness and most merciful towards mankind. So, before this took place, contemplate the wisdom of the Most Mighty, the Most Wise, and His clemency and His guidance in the story of the change of the Qibla. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that this is a heavy matter, this change of the Qibla which used to face to test those who followed the messenger. Indeed, it was great, heavy, except for those whom Allah had guided. Since it was heavy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for that, like a prelude, between parentheses. So, in 2106, he mentioned the following. He mentioned the abrogation. In verse 106, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. Whatever a verse revelation, do we abrogate or cause to be forgotten, we bring a better one or similar to it. Know you not that Allah is able to do all things? Then he mentioned in 108 the submission to the messenger and following the messenger, and that he should not be objected to him as the objection occurred to Musa. أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَن تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلِ. Or do you want to ask your messenger as Musa was asked before? And he who changes faith for this belief verily has gone astray from the right path. So it is not befitting to object what the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on. Then he mentioned after that al-bayt al-haram, the sacred house, the inviolable house, and its magnification, and mentioned the one who raised it and praised him and made it binding to follow his religion of Tawheed. And so he established that in the selves by directing people to this great house. and to love the one who raised it, and to give allegiance to his religion. This is in, look, 127, 130. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And remember when Ibrahim and Ismail were raising the foundations of the house, saying, Our Lord, accept this service from us. Verily, you are the all-hearer, the all-knower. رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Our Lord, and make us submissive unto you, and of our offspring a nation submissive unto you, and show us our manasik, rituals of Hajj and Umrah, and accept our repentance. Truly you are the one who accepts repentance, the most merciful. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. O our Lord, send amongst them a messenger of their own who shall recite unto them your verses and instruct them in the book and in the hikmah. This is the sunnah and Islamic ways, and sanctify them. Verily you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And he who turns away from the religion of Ibrahim, except him who befools himself, truly we chose him in this world, and verily in the hereafter he will be among the righteous. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells in this quote-unquote setting of the stage, the prelude, that he made the house مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنَا, as in 2.125, وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنَا. And remember when we made the house a place of resort for mankind and a place of safety. So, the hearts yearning to it, loving it, wherever they may be. And then Allah told us that He commanded Ibrahim and Ismail to sanctify the house and to purify it for those who are circumambulating it, or staying, or bowing, or prostrating themselves in prayers. And then he referred to this house as Bayti, my house. So he added it to himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This addition is the addition which brought tranquility to the hearts. And brought the yearning towards it. As if it called upon them to direct themselves towards it in the prayers. But it was halting, as Imam Ibn Qayyim mentioned, waiting for the command from the Most High. Then 2.144. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَمِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ. So turn your face in the direction of Al-Masjid Al-Haram, and wheresoever you people are, turn your faces in prayer in that direction. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the command, and those who are firm or were firm in faith, they received it as glad tidings and acceptance. And this is because the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to so often turn his face towards heaven. But he did not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn it. The scholars mentioned this is because of etiquette with Allah. Because of his perfect manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the command came. Allah knew his inclination towards the Al-Masjid Al-Haram. So he turned him to the Qibla which he was content with. The disbelievers were in opposition. And they brought the misconceptions and doubts. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us the status of the people in terms of their position towards this decree? In order to comfort the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what the fools from the Jews, the pagans, the hypocrites and the weak ones will say. So don't listen to them, because it is foolishness. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distinguishes through this decree those who follow the messengers, wherever he may go. And receive his commands and comply. And he wanted this to be manifested here. Otherwise it is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that the one who is firm in terms of his religion and obedience and compliance and following of the messenger will be distinguished from those who are not and from those who are weak. And this is from the wisdoms that he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made the first Qibla other than the Kaaba. He didn't legislate this as something in vain or without a purpose. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear to us the strong enmity of the people of the book. As he stated in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:145. وَلَئِنْ أَتَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَا تَبِعُوا قِبْلَتَكَ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَتَهُمْ وَمَا بَعْضُهُمْ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَةَ بَعْضٍ وَلَئِنْ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّكَ إِذًا لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And even if he were to bring the people of the scripture all the ayat, all the proofs and evidences and signs, they would not follow your Qibla, nor are you going to follow their Qibla, meaning it is not permitted for you. And they will not follow each other's Qibla because they differ. The Jews took Bayt al-Maqdis, Jerusalem, and the Christians go east. Verily, if you follow their desires after they which you have received of knowledge, then indeed you will be one of the Dhalimeen. Why they would not follow the Qibla of yours? Because this is a symbol for the religion of Islam and monotheism and Tawheed. And no people will leave their own Qibla except that after they leave their own deen, their own religion, abandon it. This is concerning the decree to face the Bayt al-Maqdis and the abrogation of that in the direction towards the Kaaba, facing the Qibla of the Kaaba, and the wisdoms behind this. In terms of its relation to the Salah, facing the Qibla is one of the conditions of validity of the Salah. And the evidences are from the Quran and from the Sunnah and by consensus. From the Quran, we read earlier, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ So turn your face in the direction of Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Surah Al-Baqarah 144. And wheresoever your people are, turn your faces in prayer in that direction. So turn your face in the direction of Al-Masjid Al-Haram, and wheresoever your people are, turn your faces in prayer in that direction. And from the Sunnah is in the story of the man who did not properly pray. And the Prophet ﷺ taught him, if you come to the and stand for the prayers, or come to do the prayer, then make wudu completely, then face the Qibla. He taught him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, it is from his action. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced the Qibla in Salah. And it is the consensus of the Muslims to face the Qibla in prayers. What is the wisdom behind facing the Qibla? The greatest wisdom is that it is the command of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the most important. This in itself stands to be the greatest hikmah, the greatest wisdom. Second, in this facing, a unicity of magnification takes place. The unicity of magnification towards in bodies towards the Qibla, this is the apparent. And also in terms of the, while standing facing the Qibla, the most blessed house on the face of the earth. Also when the believer stands facing that, he, the believer also, is before the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High. So there is the magnification of the heart as well. And this is a manifestation of Tawheed, of singling Allah alone in worship, in the action of Salah. Thirdly, there is the ijtima', the unity of direction of the Muslims. If they were to go in different directions in the prayer, then the unity of direction would not be possible. When does the facing of the Qibla drops? When does it drop? First, under situations of inability, incapacity, like the situations of an ill person or ill people who don't have someone to direct them, or like the captive who is tied, cannot take the direction, then the obligation is lifted, drops. Due to the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ, fear Allah to the best of your ability. And also due to the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ, if I command you something, then do that, do of it that which you are able to do. Second, under situations of intense fear, when it's not possible to direct oneself towards the Qibla, then it drops. Thirdly, when performing the nafila, optional prayer in travel, so the person prays in the direction of his travel, as in the case if he is on his mount. Similarly, in the situations like the obligatory salah on a plane, for example, if the person fears to miss the time of the salah and is unable to preponderate the direction of the qibla. And here it is to be pointed that the person under this situation should ask. And it's possible to reach the direction by asking. But if not possible, then in this case, if it is feared that the person would miss the times of salah, this prescribed time of the salah, and he cannot postpone it till he arrives, then it drops. Fourthly, under situation of confusion, like if someone is in the wilderness and he became confused towards the direction, and so he prayed as following the compelling assumption. So if he was correct, then that's it. And if he was mistaken afterwards, he finds that he was mistaken, then he is excused because he exerted the effort. The next point is how to know of the qibla. This could come from the news of a reliable, trustworthy, and knowledgeable person about the directions of the qibla. His information then is accepted. So he must be reliable, trustworthy, and knowledgeable. So if someone knowledgeable but not trustworthy or reliable tells you, then it is not accepted, because he cannot be trusted. And the opposite is also true. If an ignorant tells you, even though he may be reliable and trustworthy, then it is not accepted. This is the first thing. The second, by way of the sun and the moon and their mansions and the stars, the wind, in our times, by using compass, and also using the modern tools available, which are able to pinpoint the directions of in any place. The facing of the qibla could either be visually and direct. In this case, the body of the Kaaba must be faced. Meaning, if a person is in the Masjid al-Haram and the Kaaba is seen, then he must face the Kaaba itself. And if he is in the Masjid al-Haram but unable to see it, then in this case, this follows the same situation. That is because it is possible to direct himself towards it. But if he is far and unable to see, then he directs himself towards the direction. So he takes the direction. And the more or the wider the or the farther he is away, then the wider would be the scope of the direction. And the closer he is, the narrower the direction would be. Is this clear? The farther you are, the wider the direction, If you are away in Medina, then between the east and west, there is a Qibla. You understand? No. And inshallah ta'ala, in the next topic, we will talk about the first hadith under this chapter, the hadith of Ibn Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and radiallahu an abi. This brings the end of the discussion on the introduction to this chapter on the facing of the Qibla. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.